Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy ride with a little more calm and a whole lot less chaos. You know that feeling when everything just seems to be happening at once? Deadlines looming, traffic jams stretching for miles, maybe even a little family drama thrown in for good measure. It's like the world is playing a game of whack-a-mole, and we're stuck trying to keep our heads above water. Well, guess what? You don't have to play that game. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Developing emotional awareness and resilience. Because let's face it, folks, life throws punches. Big ones sometimes. But how we respond to those punches is where the real magic happens. It's about recognizing those emotions swirling inside us, understanding their triggers, and learning to navigate them like a pro, even when things get rough. Think of it as emotional intelligence training for your everyday hustle. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build that unshakable inner fortress. First up, check yourself before you wreck yourself. I'm talking about actively pausing and taking stock of your emotions. Ever feel that surge of anger before you unleash it on someone? That's your emotional radar going off. Learn to identify those triggers. Is it a stressful situation, a certain person, or even just your morning coffee? Hey, we all have our quirk. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free from autopilot and making conscious choices about how you react. Second, embrace the roller coaster. Emotions are like waves, they ebb and flow. Instead of fighting against them, try riding the wave. Allow yourself to feel those emotions fully, even the uncomfortable ones. Suppressing your feelings doesn't make them disappear, it just pushes them down until they burst out in unexpected ways. Remember, feeling is not the same as acting. Third, reframe your perspective. You know that saying, look on the bright side? It's cheesy, but there's some truth to it. Try finding the silver lining even in difficult situations. Maybe a setback presents an opportunity for growth, or a challenging conversation leads to deeper understanding. Shifting your perspective can be a game changer for your emotional well-being. Fourth, practice self-compassion. This is crucial, folks. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment, forgive yourself for mistakes, and celebrate your wins, big or small. Remember, you're human, not a superhero. And finally, build your resilience toolbox. This means actively seeking out activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or simply connecting with loved ones, make sure to prioritize practices that help you recharge and build emotional strength. Think about a time when you faced a particularly challenging situation. Maybe it was a stressful deadline, a disagreement with a friend, or even just a bad day that seemed to snowball into something worse. Take a moment to recall those emotions. What were you feeling? What thoughts were running through your head? Now think about how you handled the situation. Did you react impulsively? Or did you take a step back and try to approach it with more awareness and composure? Remember that time when you had that huge presentation at work, and even though you were nervous as heck, you somehow nailed it. Maybe you practiced your speech countless times, visualized success, or drew strength from the support of your colleagues. That's emotional resilience in action. You didn't let fear paralyze you, instead, you channeled those nerves into powerful energy that helped you overcome the challenge. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, developing emotional awareness and resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop learning. This is all about becoming the best version of yourself, emotionally strong, adaptable, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of calm in the chaos. And most importantly, remember, you've got this. I'm Brandon Cole, signing off until tomorrow when we delve into another aspect of mastering the art of living with purpose and peace. Keep it real, keep it calm, and let's keep navigating this beautiful journey together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.